The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also watch us on Twitch. A lot of, you know what, the Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Really cool. It's been a really cool addition. It's kind of my preferred way to communicate with the people now, to be honest. And we were talking off air. I was wearing my Saskatchewan Rough Rider shirt. Does not mean I'm moving to Canada, but Space Ghost, how...
I think that's a message. You're sending a message.
How is Saskatchewan in the winter not pleasant? Like I've been there in November and when it's been like slightly below freezing, and it's not as bad as it sounds, especially because I would go out running and in the mornings with the sun out, it's pretty comfortable. But I've also been there when it's minus 25. I mean, we were up there for Christmas a couple of years ago. that was the coldest I've ever been in my life. And I don't know if I told this story before, but I'm trying to impress the father-in-law, right? Because we're talking about, you know, inheritance and things like that while we're up there. And so we're going to take the recycling to the recycling center there. They don't pick it up for you because it's a rural area, so you have to drive it there. And so we drove it, and we're taking all of it out, and it's minus 25 degrees. And finally my father-in-law says he didn't have gloves on, which I'm like, okay, yeah, Mr. Saskatchewan tough guy. It's like, I got to stop. My hands are killing me. Can you finish the rest of it? I'm like, yeah, I got gloves. Of course, I have Texas gloves. I have those little, you know, thin things that you buy in the gas station, yeah, for when it gets to be 30 degrees. They're not equipped for minus 25. So by the time I finish, and of course I'm not going to admit that, oh, I don't have the right gloves on. By the time I finish, I cannot move my hands. And so I get in the truck and I'm putting them in front of the heater, and it takes a good 10 minutes before I even get feeling back in them. It's like, that is too bleeping cold. So, anyway, so if you missed the first hour, a lot of political talk. So have you heard that Wisconsin counted 110,000 more votes than they have registered voters? That's a myth. That's been going around. That's not true. That's hashtag fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Don't believe everything you hear.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, and we're a lot of talk about the Electoral College, and AJ's all fired up about it. And to me, yeah, I still think that I'll go back to something, and Aaron was making fun of it in kind of a condescending fashion. But
yeah,
I think we'd be better off as several different countries, just like Europe, and then have a European Union type thing. But there's way too many differences and different people and different things throughout this country. We don't have enough in common to really be united. People asking if you can give them a Maction play tonight.
My favorite Maction play tonight. So here's the thing. I put out my picks yesterday, and they've all moved in the way that I expected them to move. And something you need to learn about Maction. If you like to bet on Mac football and you like the favorite, you better bet early. Because on game day, you'll see these lines move 2, sometimes 3 points. I bet Buffalo minus 11.5 yesterday.
14 now.
It's at 14. I bet Toledo minus 22 yesterday. It's at minus 24 now. So that, and now if you like the dog, you can wait. And, you know, obviously. But if you like favorites, you need to get on them early. I bet on Toledo. Bowling Green is going to, they've got 60% freshmen. That's their roster. 60% of their roster are freshmen. For having no practice time, no preparation time, how do you think they're going to look? I'm guessing not all that well. Northern Illinois, they've got so many opt-outs. They're in bad shape. And Buffalo, they cannot stop the run against Buffalo. Northern Illinois does not have the meat inside to stop Buffalo running the football. And then the other bet that I made is Ball State. I took them as a money line. They were an underdog yesterday. They were like +1.5, +2, and I took them as on the money line. They are now -1 in most places. So Ball State, who I think is going to have a good shot at winning the MAC. So
nice.
Yeah. I don't really have a play in the Central Michigan Ohio game. But yeah, it's I'm just glad that Maction's back, baby.
So that was someone taking the 2018 registered voters and comparing it to the 2020 counted votes. People putting out fake news. And
by the Western Michigan, who was -17 yesterday, they closed at 20.5. So, and that just started at 5 o'clock.
832 says, Fred, we tried being separate countries. It was called the Articles of Confederation. It didn't work. What year was that again?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Yeah. So he said, shout out to Tommy Tuberville winning the Senate seat in Alabama. He actually won a big one for a change. Well played. Oh, man. Oh, the game's on right now, Akron, Western Michigan. I didn't play that one. So yeah, can we put that on? I'm tired of looking at the political crap. I want to get some
sports. Let's watch some foosball matches.
Yeah, let's watch some action.
That's what I said. I tweeted out this morning. You know, whenever they decide who is the president and whoever is the president.
Me.
The important thing is that MAC football is on tonight.
And you know what else, for those of you who like to play the ponies a little bit? Breeders' Cups this weekend. I will have articles on Sports Map, one tomorrow, one Friday. Break down every race on Friday, every race on Saturday. And I, as usual, like some long shots. So that's basically how I spent my afternoon, was going through and I spent about 5 hours today handicapping horse races and writing those articles. So if you're looking for something to bet on this weekend to get away from losing on football, then you can lose on horses. So hopefully not. I think I've got it. Friday's card I don't love, but I've got a couple of pretty good long shots, including one that's probably going to be about 50-1 that might have a chance. And then Saturday's card I like a lot. So Nathan says, no matter what happens, you know, Hunter Biden's party is going to be lit. Yeah. It'd be a lot of, is it Bosnians that he was doing business
I
with?
Think so.
Yeah. So there's going to be a big Bosnian party.
Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's racist of me.
I thought they were from Kazakhstan, like Borat.
Did you see
Hunter Biden's in with the same guy who spread the Rona to us in the second Borat movie?
Did you see that the Kazakh Americans are really pissed because that movie's racist?
Oh, jeez. Well.
Yeah.
After the first one, Jewish people were really pissed about that movie, and then it was like,
isn't he Jewish?
He's Jewish? Well, damn it.
Well, darn. Not as funny as we thought. Tuberville will probably leave midway through the inauguration dinner.
Oh, that's the John and Lance this morning played the commercial, like the political ad from his opponent. It was like, Tommy Tuberville quit on his team.
Oh, I saw that. I actually saw that ad. It was.
See if you can find the audio.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
He's gonna quit on you, Alabama. That is a clever ad.
Yeah.
I'm for that.
You know, I mean, I'm not big on the mean ads, and that's all we get now. But I like that one. That was pretty funny. So who would get more presidential votes between all four major professional sports commissioners? Let's see. Silver is way too liberal, but he'd probably get the most. Goodell, I think Goodell's conservative. I'd probably say Goodell would get more votes, even though I don't think he's better than Silver.
He's also incredibly unlikable.
Manfred would get less than the Libertarians, and Gary Bettman would not make it to the card.
Well, there you go.
So
there's your answer.
Oh, boy. Man, I bought some of that. I think I told you I bought some of that hemp-infused vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I was drinking last night. Man, that stuff is good. I think it's called Highway Hemp Vodka. It's made here in Houston, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did not know that. But if you're looking for something just kind of different, then, you know, because kind of vodka water is my...
It's your go-to.
It's my go-to during the week when I'm just having a few drinks to try to sleep. And, man, my buddy brought that over Saturday watching the game, and we all started drinking and go, whoa, this is great. And so I bought a bottle last night, and I sat there and enjoyed that and let, you know, let the wife sit there and say, we're moving back to Canada. We're moving back to Canada. I'm like, dude, we don't even know what's going to happen yet.
Yeah.
I made the mistake, though, of mentioning, well, it looks like Trump's down to minus 300 now. I don't care about your betting. So it's not my betting. I'm keeping up with everything. This is all I'm doing. This, you know, to me, this is the fun part about it. But, yeah, so, hey, maybe next segment we can go over. We didn't have a chance to look at the early lines for the NFL. Can we do that next segment?
We can do that.
Because I'd kind of like to look at
By the way, the AP announced Michigan for Biden. I guess that was one.
Yeah, okay, that kind of happened. Well, I guess CNN is where you saw it first.
Right.
But now AP's
the
done
AP,
it.
Who they're the official, like they're the ones, that's who makes the final call, right? The AP? That's what I was
hearing
last night.
Well, they're the most trustworthy.
Okay.
So they called
it, which means Joe Biden now has 264.
He needs Nevada.
That's pretty much it. Hmm. So does that count? So they've already given him Arizona then?
I think so. Well, I thought they gave him Arizona last night.
I thought so too, but.
But then maybe they took it back. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm so confused. I'm so confused. Anyway. I'm not confused about how to get my insurance, though.
Oh, no. You want to say, listen, you're worried about the economy. You're worried about money. Let me tell you, TGS can save you money. If you own your home, and I'll tell you, I'll go ahead and tell you, I saved over $1,000 with TGS insurance. I was like, man, I don't even know what I'm paying for homeowners insurance. I didn't. I had no idea. And I went to TGS. I texted them, text the word money to 232323. They wrote back, said, hey, what's your address? I told them, boom, 15 seconds. They sent me a quote and excellent coverage. And I compared that to what I was paying. I said, oh my goodness, what have I been doing? If you could use some extra money in your pocket, and you own your home, this is a great way to do it. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving now. They're going to get you refunded on your old policy and put money in your pocket right away. Text the word money to 232323 for TGS Insurance.
Take who chain up, not good. Probably in some fast with the Glock in the hood. Course that takes spell and walk on the wood. First turn from the hood, they curious. Bow and crap.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And heard about Texans signed Josh McCown. My first thought is I wonder if McCarron has the COVID. Or they think he might have the COVID.
But that's just why
else would you do that?
Josh McCown, I guess it feels like a guy that you would bring in if you were sure he was going to have to play versus like some third string rookie that was undrafted from, you know, Ball State or something like that. And if you're the Texans, let's say Deshaun got hurt, do you really care if you win another game?
Yeah, but you know, they're not thinking like that. That's why they didn't trade anybody. Honestly, yes. that's not their mentality.
But any normal human would know that if Deshaun got hurt, this team goes from being bad to really just hopeless.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Josh McCown isn't going to help.
No, but I mean, you still need a backup quarterback, and I'm just wondering if they're concerned that McCarron might have the COVID, so you better get a guy in here who has a couple days to learn the offense just in case Watson gets hurt in the middle of the game. Because guess what? You can probably beat the Jaguars without Watson. Yes, you can probably beat the Jaguars without Watson. Come on. That's the one team. If you could play them every week, you would be a playoff team. All right, let's take a look at it. Okay, so the first one that we were asked about was Bills Seahawks. Bills plus 2.5. I like the Bills here at home.
Yeah, it's a no play for me. I do like the over. You know, Seattle does well on the East Coast. It's historically hasn't affected them much.
Although I kind of went and looked at that breakdown, and they've played a lot of crap teams on the East Coast, too. Yeah. I don't think the Bills are a crap team. And I'd feel better if the Seahawks could run the football, because that's been a problem for the Bills. Now, Russell Wilson can, but I actually do not see a line on tomorrow night's game.
That's because of the COVID stuff.
Falcons minus 3.5 at home against the Broncos. Okay, call me a fool. Call me silly. I'd rather it be 3, but I kind of feel like the Falcons have straightened things out like they did last year. I like the Falcons. Don't love them. Like them.
I lean Falcons as well.
Bears plus 6 at Titan. Boy, I thought I got lucky last week to cover with the Bears. I don't think I can do it again. But I'm not giving 6 points with this Titans team right now, especially against a pretty good defense.
Agreed.
Ravens minus 3 at Colts.
I wanted the Ravens so bad here, but they're such a mess. They've got COVID issues. They've got a new left tackle. I mean,
the tackle thing concerns me, but assuming the COVID's not a big deal, I still like the Ravens here. I think you'll see a bounce back.
Nathan says, do you think the Texans signed McCown because Dallas wanted him and may try to trade him to Dallas for a pick?
Can't trade anymore.
Trade deadline's passed. Yeah. So, no. They just want him.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I'm not a betting man, but I would bet that they're worried that McCarron has the COVID.
Maybe so.
And because maybe
Deshaun's got the COVID.
Yeah, that's possible, too.
I feel like we would have heard that.
Yeah, but
it'd be a bigger
he's
story.
Been practicing, and you won't know if the backup quarterback's not practicing.
True.
So, that's my bet. I'm going to say that's minus 120. McCarron has a COVID scare. That's why they signed him. Panthers plus 10.5 at Chiefs. Big number.
Give me that number again.
10.5.
Give me Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm not going to get in the way of the Chiefs train here. And I can't give up 10.5, but I'm not taking the Panthers either. Texans minus 6.5 at Jaguar.
6.5?
Yeah.
I wouldn't play it. If I saw 7, I would take the Jags.
Yeah, I think inside of 7, I'd probably take the Texans.
And I think I think Jake Luton's better than Gardner Minshew.
It's going to have to be a hell of a lot better, though. Yeah. Giants plus 2.5 at the Washington football team.
Give me the Giants.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. I don't think the Giants are total crap. I mean, they're not good. But, you know, Washington's plays good defense. And Giants coming off a tough Monday night loss. I'll lean Giant, but I don't know if I'm going to play it. Raiders and Chargers, a pick 'em. Give me Raider. Give me Raider again, and then give me Raider a third time.
Yeah, I like the Raiders as well there. I think the Raiders are pretty good.
I do, too. And I think the Chargers will...
Chargers find a way to lose games.
The Chargers will be up 17, and the Raiders will win by 4. Steelers, minus 14 at Cowboys. I cannot touch the Cowboys at any price these days.
But
14 is insane.
That's a ridiculous number. But
who's going to be playing quarterback for Dallas? They're Garrett Gilbert? Is that what it's going to be?
I don't know. But, yeah, there's no way I can bet the Cowboys. But that's such a – that's an alarming number, certainly.
All right. Dolphin plus 4.5 at Cardinal.
That's a tough one, man. The Cardinals are playing well.
I still don't really know what Tua is because he didn't have to do anything last week.
I think I'll take the Cardinals at home.
Yeah, I think it'd be a small lean Dolphins.
Tua's first road start.
I don't feel very good about either side of that. Saints plus 4.5 at Bucks. Is Michael Thomas ever going to play again?
Give me the Saints either way.
And I think so too. And New England Patriots minus 7.5 against the Jets.
That is a
bleep show.
Yeah. You know what? Give me the Jets, I guess.
You know, I was trying to think the number it would take for me to take the Jets. That might be it. Outside of a touchdown. Although, this also could be the kind of game where the Patriots just get right and boat race them. So, yeah, the only one on the card that I look at and say, boy, I love that game is Raiders at a pick 'em.
Man, I was in love with the Ravens until the COVID hit.
Here's an interesting stat on – I'm looking at my bookie. Raiders, Chargers, pick 'em, minus 110 both ways. They have a money line, Raiders, minus 105. That's odd. I should jump on that right now, right? Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
That's what we call added value.
Yeah. Okay, boom. Bet placed. Wow. That's kind of a weird oddity there because, I mean, the only thing that you could run into is a tie, right?
Yeah.
I'll take that. Okay. Well, that's your games.
But even Moneyline, like if you I don't know. Would you lose in a tie situation?
Yeah, you'd lose money line. Well, if it's pick 'em, it'd be a push.
It'd be a push. Yeah, why wouldn't a money line even like that? That would be a push too, I would guess.
Yeah, I that's just an oddity. I'm just getting a little extra value there, so why not push the ticket? 4-9 says think maybe the Texans are going to sit Watson and let someone else finish out the season. I don't think they'll do that. Although
I wouldn't hate that idea.
I wouldn't hate that idea if Watson limped off with a injury. Like 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah. It's not the worst idea. Save that dude.
Let's get a call in. Terry.
Laramie Tunsil, too. Like, Laramie.
Laramie, it's too bad about that ankle.
Yeah.
What's up, Terry?
Put in reverse, Terry.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Terry?
Sports. Hey, ESPN just put out an article, and JJ said that he's not interested in a rebuild. So I don't know how well you guys connected are on the inside, but did they ask him, you know, what was his thought process? Because if he's already telling you that he didn't want to be here, you have to get something back because Bill O'Brien left you with nothing. And if next year he'd be like, hey, I want to be gone, you get nothing. And you're back to square one just like with Andre Johnson. You waited too late to get rid of him. And you owe it to him, really. Kind of, he's been through all that trash years. You know, send the guy out right, and I just want to hang up and let you guys talk about it.
Yeah, listen, the dude's 31, about to be 32 years old. I don't blame him for not being interested in a rebuild, and that's what they've got here is a rebuild.
Well, here's what I think will happen. It depends on who they get as a GM and a head coach. And I think if JJ feels like that's going to get him in the right direction, I think he'll stick around, and if not, I think he'll retire.
You think so?
Yeah, he's already talked about retiring more than once.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I'm him, let's wait and see. Yeah, of course you're not interested in a rebuild if you're him. You're not interested in a rebuild if you're Deshaun Watson. I don't think you can rebuild. You have to retool, and it goes back to what I keep saying. If you get the right people, you can retool this thing pretty quickly. If you don't...
What do you mean retool? What's the difference between a rebuild and a retool?
A rebuild means...
Because right now, they're nowhere close. They've got two, maybe three pieces in place right now that you want on a winning football team.
Well, I think that's a little unfair. I think you've got
who's an above average player at their position.
You've got
your two tackles and your quarterback.
Your quarterback JJ's still an above average player. At his position.
Are you going to re-sign him after next year?
He's already signed for next year.
I'm saying after next year.
I don't know if you're going to re-sign him after next
because
year.
Because unless next year you're going to compete, which they aren't.
See, I that's where
can
I disagree
they compete
with you.
For the division, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's the first step you have to take. I think coaching would make a big difference. I think the right GM would make a big difference. And I've explained this many times, how you can clear enough money to go and sign a couple of real impact free agents. You can also get some guys who are cheaper.
By doing what? Getting rid of the guys that are here. That's a rebuild.
That not all of them, no.
Okay, so you mentioned JJ. Who else is above average at their position?
Bradley Roby is above average at his position.
Bradley Roby is hurt for the second consecutive year. Well, Bradley Roby's a number two on most teams. He's the number one corner here. Is he a decent player? Yes. Is he a number one corner?
He's played better than you're giving him credit
for. No, he's not a number one corner.
He's played better than. Am I going to have to go through my whole cap thing again for you and how you can get rid of certain guys?
No, I want to know which players you want to keep. I don't care about certain guys.
Well, I can't keep them all.
Obviously,
no question.
There's none of them worth keeping hardly.
Well, look, here's the thing, though. I think there's easy replacements for a lot of these guys that make you better.
That's a rebuild.
That's not a rebuild. That's a retool. A rebuild is, you know, is what if you just traded everybody at the deadline and started from scratch. And I mean, that a rebuild, we're arguing over stupid semantic words, to be honest with you. But I think, and if you go through this, you're stuck with Merciless, which, you know, unless you can find somebody to trade him to before the draft. That one you're stuck with, and you're stuck with Zach Cunningham because what you just signed him for. But there's plenty of other guys like, you know, Nick Martin. You don't think you can find a comparable player to Nick Martin for close to veteran minimum?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what the market's going to be like. I mean, we talked to Lance the other day. Lance is a guy who said Nick Martin's got value. Mm-hmm. Like, there are teams that would want a Nick Martin.
Well, trade him before the draft then.
I mean, if they wanted to do that, they would have already done it.
They wouldn't do it now because they don't have a GM.
When I think of retooling, I'm thinking about like what Alabama does every year.
But that's a totally unfair comparison for a college team that recruits 25-star guys every single year. You don't have that luxury in the NFL.
I think of what the Ravens do on their defense every year. Like, they lose a guy, they draft a better guy. Like that, or the Steelers do the same thing. They lose a guy on defense, they draft a guy who takes his place. This isn't that situation. This team, I mean, they're a bad football team. Why are people still trying to pretend like there's enough talent on this team to compete somehow?
So we're not even we're arguing about something really stupid, because I'm trying to explain to you how you can fix a lot of this in this offseason and get better.
I don't believe you. Okay. You've tried to explain it. You're wrong.
Okay.
They're a long way away. A long way. We think that they're close because they've got a quarterback. And most really bad teams don't have a quarterback. So we just assume, well, they've got a quarterback, they're close. They're not close. They're awful on defense. Really, every level of the defense, they're bad. Like, JJ's good. He's 31. Next year, he's under contract. After that, he's gone. You can't build a defense around a guy, a 32-year-old dude who's got 1 year left on his contract. Outside of Deshaun and the tackles, there's nobody on this offense that a good team is like, yeah, this is who I want at this spot. Like, they don't have a number one wide receiver. They've got four number two or number three wide receivers. I just think they're a long, long way. Their interior offensive line is awful.
But again, if you bring me in a sharp GM and an actual offensive line coach who knows what he's doing, I can replace all three.
That sounds like fan talk.
No, it's not fan talk.
Because you think that the right guy, this magical guy, is going to show up and every free agent's going to want to come here on the cheap. Like,
no,
that doesn't make sense.
No,
What makes this an attractive place?
It doesn't matter. You're not outgoing trying to get every free agent to come in here. You're trying to make good decisions on players who have value. That's what a good GM does. All the stuff you talk about the Ravens doing, the Steelers doing, if you have a good GM, you can do those things. Now, do I think they're going to hire the right guy? I don't know. And they are way behind the eight ball. But do I think they're going to be a two-win team next year?
No, I don't either.
Not if they bring in the right guy.
I think maybe they're a six-win team next year.
I think they can be better than that. I mean, a lot's got to go right. But, I mean, you're saying it's impossible.
I'm saying by the time this team is good again, JJ will be gone.
Probably.
So he doesn't want to be here for the rebuild. He doesn't want them to have to work their way back to being a contender. He's not interested.
I get that. But I also think, if you're him, wait and see what they do. If they make Jack Easterby the GM, I'm retiring. Or I'm saying trade me. But, you know, let's give them a chance and see who they hire first. Because I do think if they brought in, I'd like to see Alonzo Highsmith get that job. I'd like to see what he'd do with that roster. Because you could go and you could take Nick Martin and Zach Fulton and get rid of those guys and find me comparable to maybe better guys for cheaper. if that's what a good GM would do. That's what a good offensive line coach would go in there and make those guys better.
But you're talking about a magician doing that. In
no,
a year
it's not.
Or two.
It's not a magician. It happens. We see it.
When's the last time it happened? When's the last time a 2-3 win team turned into a contender overnight?
They're going to win more than three games. They're going to win probably five when it's all said and done. And that happens all the time. Every year there's a team that goes from five wins to the playoffs. Every year. Happens almost all the time. So the problem is, and I keep saying this, and you ignore this too, they got to get the right guy to do it. If they bring in a bum, then this is going to be a problem for years. I don't care that they got Deshaun Watson. If you bring in somebody who makes the same kind of moves that Bill O'Brien did with some of these contracts and things like that, then you're going to be the Browns for a long time. So I'm not sure they're going to get the right guy, but I've seen it done. I saw what Chip Kelly did to the Eagles, and within 2 years, they were in a Super Bowl. So they brought the right guys in. You can do it. Is it likely? Probably not. But it's not impossible the way you're saying it is. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5-925.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. There's times when arguing with you is like trying to talk politics with somebody. Just make up your mind.
Well, I mean, you're just wrong on this, and you're not seeing it somehow.
No, I'm...
Like, you think this magician
okay,
is
okay, let
in.
Me agree with you. There's a 0% chance that this team is ever going to be anything for the next 10 years.
No.
Because they're all crap, right?
They won't be anything for the next two.
Okay. So they can't compete in this crappy-ass division within a year to year and a half.
No.
Okay. All right, no chance, right? Zero chance.
Zero chance.
Fine, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. There's zero chance. Come on, man.
Well, I'm sure that they'll Derrick Henry and these guys, they'll just like the Texans will trade them for like they'll trade Derrick Henry. They'll get Derrick Henry. They'll give up a seventh rounder. There's no other Bill O'Brien to screw up another franchise that badly. Like the Texans have dug themselves a hole. I don't know if you
No,
like,
they have dug themselves a hole. They've
that.
Dug themselves a really bad hole.
This is not a hole that you just crawl out of the next day.
When have I said they're not in a big hole? I've also said that I've seen good organizations turn things around in a hurry when they get the right people
this
in there.
This isn't a good organization.
Well, get me the right people in there. That's the thing. That would make them a good organization. You think a guy with a mustache is what makes a good organization? There's some really bad owners that have had good teams because they got the right people. Arizona Cardinals, for instance.
Who's the GM out there right now that they should hire? Who's the guy?
I don't know who the guy is.
None of us do.
And that's the thing.
And nobody knows a guy who's going to turn this thing around.
I'm not saying
the GM, you expected them to compete next year. If I'm that GM candidate, I'm like, is this guy out of his mind? Like, you've got no groceries in the kitchen.
Man, people don't think that way. If you gave me that job,
you
I would
always
think,
say that.
Yeah, well, they don't think
that way.
Now, some people do. You do, but not everybody thinks like you do. I hate to break it to you. If you're trying to hire me for that job right now, I'm telling you how I'm going to try to fix it next year to be back in the division race. Might not win it. Might be six wins. Might be seven wins. But I'm going to be better next year, and here's how I'm going to do it. And then by the next year, I expect to be a lot more competitive. This is how I'm going to do it. That's how I'm approaching the job. I'm not approaching the job. Oh, this just sucks. Don't give it to me.
Okay.
I mean, seriously.
And the people who do approach the job that way, guess what they are most of the time? They're wrong. Like, how many Cleveland Browns head coaches have said, you know what, I'm going to be the guy who can fix it here?
I'm sure they all have. It's
and
up to you to get...
wrong. They're all wrong.
But you know what? It's up to you to get the right one.
Because that franchise has dug a hole. Like, this franchise
yeah,
has dug
they
a
have.
Hole.
But you are starting at least with one thing that you need to have, which is a quarterback.
Yes, I agree with that. But the rest of the cupboard is bare. That's the problem.
But it's not that hard to get, especially because the cupboard's so bare, AJ, it's not that hard to get better players for cheaper than what you're paying some of these guys.
You know what the Lions have? A franchise quarterback. Guess what they are? They're still the Lions. They still suck.
Yeah, and you could easily be you could easily become the Lions. There's no question. And I think there's a good chance that happens. But I also am not going to sit here and tell you that it's impossible for somebody to come in and do a good job.
So
I don't know if I trust them to do it.
I've got a few of teams turning it around. You can null and void this out because, again, I don't remember injury history and all that crap too well. Going most recent to, this is all just between 2016 and 2019.
Okay.
In 2018, the Bills were 6-10.
Okay.
In 19, they were 10-6. They made the playoffs.
They drafted a quarterback in the top five.
Okay.
Right.
There's your anomaly. In 2017, the Colts were 4-12. In 2018, they were 10-6, won the division, went to
the
playoffs.
Yeah, but that was an Andrew Luck injury. Yeah, that didn't count.
Okay. Bears in 2017, 5-11. 2018, 12-4.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a pretty decent example. And but the reality is, that was a phony Bears team. That wasn't a good team. They won 12 games, which I guess...
All right, but you so about. What if you go be a phony 12-win team? Isn't that better?
Did we all know the Bears were phony?
We knew they were a phony 12-win team.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here comes another one that, yes, we know they're phony, and yes, now the future is abysmal, but Texans fans would take this in a heartbeat. Jags in 2016, 3-13. 2017, 10-6, got to the AFC title game. If you tell Texans fans, they will get there and get blown out.
Yeah, they take it.
They would take it in a heartbeat.
But they didn't get blown out.
If you told them that is the stipulation.
But if I'm not mistaken, that was a Jaguars team that signed a bunch of free agents in the offseason.
A ton.
Yeah. And
they drafted Leonard Fournette. They drafted,
who played well for him that year.
They drafted Cam Robinson, D.D. Westbrook.
D.D. Westbrook never really turned into anything.
What receiver for the Jags has ever turned out into anything?
Well.
And then the final one, 2016, the Eagles were 7-9. Still two more wins that we expect the Texans to get. And 17, they went 13-3.
Yeah. But and that was adding Carson Wentz.
Added Carson Wentz.
Exactly.
So you're not going to have the instant turnaround with a quarterback because you don't have the roster there.
And a quarterback makes the biggest difference. Like we've seen this multiple times with the Colts. The Colts without Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck are garbage. With them, they're actual contenders. The problem is the Texans have their quarterback and they're still garbage. Everything else is more difficult to fix, especially in 1 or 2 years. A quarterback can come in and have that kind of an impact that he can take a garbage franchise and give them some hope.
Well, and I'll give you another example. When the Rams got rid of Jeff Fisher, they also went out and signed a bunch of guys, got them to a Super Bowl. Now they added Jared Goff, but they had Goff already, and Fisher screwed him up. So, I mean, and I think Bill O'Brien was Jeff Fisher bad. So I do think, I think it's ridiculous that you guys are sitting here telling me I'm completely wrong when I'm saying there's not a 0% chance they can't be better next year. I mean, that's just silly.
Josh Ennis just texted me and said 2005 Saints to the 2006 Saints. That's Aaron Brooks to Drew Brees, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's exactly the year, but I'm pretty sure it
was.
That
sounds right. Yeah, that sounds right.
So that's, like I said, a quarterback can turn things around in a hurry.
But there are examples, and it can happen. But I need, people mentioned Lewis Riddick. Like John Lynch. Who knew what John Lynch was going to be as a GM?
Yeah.
If you were to hire John Lynch, you probably could pull it off. I don't know who the guy is because I don't know who the fit is. I'm not doing the interviews, and I wish I was. So I'd be hiring Lance Erline to help me, and Lance and I would pick the GM.
I just think they're not paying me to do that. Extremely difficult without, going multiple years without top draft picks and going this year without a one or a two, when what you really need right now is controllable, good talent that's on the cheap. That makes the job even harder than it would be otherwise.
Agreed.
And somebody on Twitch was like, so one or two players, those two picks, that's the big difference. It is a pretty big difference, honestly, because that's two guys you don't have to pay premium money. And presumably, your first and second round pick are guys you expect solid production out of.
Theoretically.
Doesn't always happen.
No, but that's the thing. To me, I mean, the draft picks, it sucks that you don't have them because you could get guys under team control. But if you can fade a year of that if you're signing the right guys. You do a lot of one-year prove-it deals. Now, I'll give you an example that didn't work. Cowboys did that on defense this year. And I thought it was a good move to go get Don Terry Poe and Alden Smith and some of those guys.
Well, Alden Smith's worked.
He's worked.
The guys that they already had there are the garbage.
And you know, so I don't know.
But the Cowboys are another team who's got a franchise quarterback. And guess what? Didn't matter. Even before he got hurt, it wasn't mattering. The Eagles have a franchise quarterback.
Do they? I mean, because at least Dak was playing at a really high level. His defense sucked. But Carson Wentz is not playing like
a franchise quarterback. No, not right now,
certainly. And, you know.
Well, Deshaun's been through phases where he looked like, oh, boy, is this guy the right guy?
He has. And, you know,
And by the way, I think Deshaun's better than Carson Wentz. That's not what I'm saying.
You know, at the beginning of the year, you wouldn't have said that necessarily.
Maybe not.
Because I think we were putting them on the same level.
Think they were on the same level.
Renato pointed out the Rams, too. He said, yeah, that's Jeff Fisher.
Yeah,
he got rid of Jeff Fisher.
And I do think that.
But they also had. They also drafted Todd Gurley, and they drafted Jared Goff back-to-back years.
But Goff played under Fisher and was horrible.
Yeah.
So, like, every quarterback that played under Fisher was horrible and then went somewhere and did something.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that it's not. Do I think it's likely? No. Do I think it's possible? Absolutely. That's it. I'm not going to agree that there's 0% chance. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. I've got them saying, wow. Bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma
probably know me. Get my bottles, these bottles alone. You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Man, we're still arguing about this.
You're an arguer.
No, I refuse to admit that there's zero chance that if you made home run hires in both spots that you couldn't be a team that's competing for the division next year. I will not admit that because I don't believe it.
All right.
And again, I don't think it's likely. I don't want to say it's impossible.
I like to say impossible.
It's unlikely. It's unlikely that I can trust Cal McNair to get both of those hires right.
Let's talk to Ali. Hello, Ali.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, Fred, I'm with you on this. I think the Texans, if they do make a home run hire as a GM and head coach, they can turn it around. Like, if you look at the Seahawks when Pete Carroll and Snyder took over, they were, I think, a 6-10 team, and they won the division the very next year.
And they drafted Russell Wilson.
No, but they won the division before they had Wilson. Of course, they were 7-9 when they won the division.
Right.
But they won the division, which...
Well, maybe you'll hire the right guy that will magically make the Titans and the Colts terrible. That could work.
With the seventh team now, it's not going to be that impossible to make the playoffs, AJ.
Well, I'm saying, when's the next time you think we're going to see a 7-9 division winner in the AFC South?
I don't know. I mean, and to me,
we've had some bad ones, but 7-9.
I still think the Colts need a long term answer at quarterback. I think they're band-aiding it right now.
But guess what? The Colts, if they go out and find the right quarterback, how good can they be?
I think they'd be really good
if they're where they are right now with Phillip Rivers. That's a team like that.
But
you one guy away from really competing.
I also think that the thing about the Titans is when Derrick Henry breaks, and eventually will with that usage, they're not the same team. Their defense is awful. And if you have to start depending on Ryan Tannehill to carry your offense.
I agree. I think the Titans are phony.
And they've got a really good offensive line, which that'll hold up. So again, and the Jaguars are.
They're the Texans.
I mean, unless. No, they're not even the Texans right now.
No, because they don't have a quarterback either. They don't have a good roster or a quarterback.
No, they've got problems all over the place. So, you know, and all it takes is a couple injuries, and suddenly the Colts aren't that good. So it's not impossible, man. Is it likely? No. When you lay out all the scenarios, is it likely? No. But anyway, let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Where do you come down on Elon Musk?
Smart guy, I guess.
Rich.
I don't know. Yeah, rich, smart guy.
Kind of weird, though.
Talks funny.
Named his kid something weird.
Yeah.
XAEA12.
Isn't that kiddie porn group that just got busted?
I don't know.
Nexium or whatever it is?
It's not quite the same.
Oh, okay. So
now,
close.
Now you can't spell either. But and now he's putting all these Starlink satellites up there. He thinks AI is going to take over. Well, one of his plans is go to Mars, right? He wants to be king of Mars.
Oh, well, makes sense. Listen, I'll say this. If you can establish a colony on Mars, by all means, become the king.
This is what it says from his Starlink terms of service that he plans to use on Mars. It says, for services provided to on or in orbit around the planet Earth or the moon, these terms and any disputes between us arising out of or related to a bunch of legal stuff will be governed and construed in accordance with the laws of the state of California and the United States. For services provided on Mars or in transit to Mars, the parties recognize Mars as a free planet and that no Earth-based government has authority or sovereignty over Martian activities. Accordingly, disputes will be settled through self-governing principles established in good faith at the time of the Martian settlement. So he gets to be king of Mars. You know what? I'm kind of down with this. I like this. If I had enough money to send us to another planet and I got to go, I'd be the king.
I mean, but you're not Elon Musk.
No.
You're Elon Must.
That's kind of mean.
Yeah.
So.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
John Granato reminded me we're off clock, so go ahead and tell people about your breaks, Fred.
I guess we better put the brakes on this stupid conversation that you keep digging into. But, hey, guys, let me tell you, new brakes. Had somebody send me an email yesterday. He said they were better than expected, awesome service, and the guy was great. He showed up on time. He took care of business. That's what they do at New Brakes. And if you're about to go traveling here for the holidays and you're hearing some of that squeaking and grinding, get the brakes fixed now. And don't worry about going to a shop. Don't worry about going in and trying to sit around for hours while you're waiting for your car to get fixed. Call New Brakes because they'll come to your house. You can sit in your house and drink beer while they get it done. Or if you're at work, they'll come to your office. If you're right here in the building right now, they'll come and do it right here. And they do a great job. It's affordable. It's 20 to 50% more affordable than going to a shop or a dealer on average. Brakes is what they do, and it's all they do. And they've got premium brake parts. It's backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com, mention ESPN, and get 10% off of your service. That's newbrakes, newbrakes.com.
ESPN 97.5.